This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Nasha Mukti Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. Sharing his thoughts in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the campaign with the goal for drug-free youth and a drug-free India is not merely a formality, as many people, especially the youth, are joining it in large numbers. He said this is a collective resolve for the health, happiness and bright future of India's youth.
Nasha Mukti Yuva for Viksit Bharat, ye abhiyan is samay pure desh mein tezi se aage badh raha hai. Iska lakshya bilkul saaf hai. Nasha Mukti Yuva, Drug Free India. Bahut sare log, visheshkar hamare yuva bahut badi sankhya mein iska hissa ban rahe hain. Aakhir yah Bharat ke yuvaon ki health, unki happiness aur ujjwal bhavishya ke liye hi hamara samuhik sankalp hai.
The Prime Minister said, drug addiction does not just engulf a single individual, but the entire family and society bear the consequences. He commended those who raise awareness against drugs and step forward to help individuals struggling with addiction. Mr. Modi asked people to come up with a powerful slogan for a drug-free India and young musicians to create songs that convey the message of a drug-free life. He said the country has no shortage of excellent content creators. Mr. Modi urged them to create content in various languages to help society in this endeavour. He said they can use their creativity as a medium for social change. The Prime Minister said lakhs of women are gaining new strength through the PM Swanidhi Yojana. He said this aspect of women empowerment is not discussed as much as it should be. Mr. Modi said women account for approximately 46% of the beneficiaries of the PM Swanidhi Yojana.
पीएम स्वनिधि योजना की लाभार्थियों में करीब 46% महिलाएं हैं, यानी देश भर में लगभग 35 लाख महिलाएं इस योजना से जुड़कर अपने कारोबार को आगे बढ़ा रही हैं। गाजियाबाद की बबीता शर्मा जी इसका बहुत अच्छा उदाहरण है। बबीता जी पूजा की सामग्री का एक छोटा सा स्टॉल लगाती थी, फूल, दिए, अगरबत्ती, नारियल जैसी चीजें बेचकर वो अपने परिवार की आजीविका में हाथ बंटाती थी। पीएम स्वनिधि से उन्हें आर्थिक मदद मिली और धीरे-धीरे सड़क किनारे का उनका छोटा सा स्टॉल एक दुकान में बदल गया।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral talks with President of Uzbekistan Shavkat Mirziyoyev in Tashkent today. The two leaders are reviewing cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. MOUs in this regard are expected to be signed today. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi first attended a yoga program organized by the Yoga Federation of Uzbekistan, and later he reached to the palace of Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev, where he was given a ceremonial welcome, and now both the leaders are participating in the bilateral talks. The death toll from the flash floods in central Nepal has risen to 734 today, with more bodies being recovered. Nearly 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. Bodies have been recovered from all 8 affected districts as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded on the 5th day since the disaster. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following flash flood tragedy. In a social media post, Mr. Jaiswal said the contact was re-established with around 50 Indian nationals who were earlier uncontactable. The External Affairs Ministry said that 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. India is continuously supporting the relief and rescue operation in flash flood hit Nepal. In women's cricket, India will begin their T20 Asia Cup campaign against Ireland today at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. The match will start at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. Harmanpreet Kaur will lead India, while Smriti Mandhana will be the vice captain. India are the most successful team in the competition's history, winning 3 of the 5 editions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.